Today is April 4th. There are less than 2 weeks left in the NHL regular season, and the Devils are oh so close to clinching a playoff berth. This is the Code Red Devils Podcast. Greetings, hockey fans, and welcome to the Code Red Devils Podcast. This is Cody Code Red Decker with you on this Friday recording here, and really happy to be back and get back into the swing of things here as the Devils get back into the swing of things as well. It's been 3 weeks, a lot going on in life, and you know, some things you just need to take care of. But again, happy to be back here, ready to talk Devils hockey with you. And we know that the Devils have had a little bit of a long break here. They haven't played since Monday. They're preparing for a game against the New York Rangers tomorrow, which is sure to be exciting. The Devils, of course, in that third spot in the Metropolitan Division, and the Rangers trying to climb their way into the wild card race, maybe try and jump the Devils. So it's definitely going to be a huge game tomorrow at the Rock. So let's dive into where things stand as far as the playoff picture is concerned. As I said, the Devils in that third spot in the Metro, 40-29-7 on the year. That's good for 86 points, and they are 7 points ahead of those New York Rangers that we just mentioned. Rangers sitting at 36-32-7 with one game in hand, and the Devils are 9 up on the Blue Jackets, sitting with 77 points, 34-31-9. They have 2 games in hand on the Devils. So let's circle in on that for just a minute, because this is the small picture that we're looking at, the one that's really in focus as it comes to this playoff picture, because the Devils, as we said, 7 up on the Rangers, 6 ahead of the Blue Jackets. Someone has to claim that third spot in the Metropolitan Division. And right now the Devils are the team that are in the driver's seat. Now, I call that the small picture and the really, really in focus picture, because that is the clearest path to the playoffs for the Devils. Go get that third Metropolitan spot. They would take on the Hurricanes in that case at this point in the playoffs, if that were the case, and they would be on the road because they would be the lower seed, meaning that Hurricanes get home ice advantage. But there is a little bit of a chance. It's like 1% chance right now for the Devils to go in as a playoff spot, go in as a wild card. So we're talking about the Devils, you know, right now having the same amount of points as the Senators. Senators have one game in hand on the Devils, 86 points. Canadians also have one game in hand with 81 points. That is a crazy, again, majority unlikely scenario for the Devils to be in. Right now, their path to the playoffs is that third wild card spot. The most specific of scenarios would have to happen for the Devils to be in a wild card spot. The most specific of scenarios would find the Devils out of the playoffs entirely. But this is what we're facing right now, as the Devils have 6 games to play. So looking at each picture, the smaller, the bigger lens, so to speak, the Devils need 8 points to clinch a playoff spot. They go out, they win 4 of these last 6. They don't have to worry about anybody else. They don't have to worry about the wild card, the division. They don't have to worry about anything. You get 8 points, go win 4 games of these last 6. You don't have to worry about any other results. They will be in, and they will be in that third spot. There is a good thing about the 8 points, because yes, you can go out and win those last 4 of 6, and looking at the schedule, which we'll talk about in a little bit, I'd say it's a possibility the Devils go win 4 of their last 6. But you can also accumulate those points towards losses from some of these other teams. So if the Rangers, let's say, were to lose one of their remaining games and the Devils win three games, then there's your four games won. That's your points, and you get into the playoffs. It's as simple as that. Obviously, you would love to see this team go on a run heading into the playoffs. Any sort of momentum that they can get would be great. So, if you're looking at this zoomed in and the easiest way possible, Devils can need to get 8 points. Go win four games. Go win two, have the Rangers lose two. Go win three, have the Rangers lose one. I mean, that's the bottom line that we're at here. And the focus right now is Devils, Rangers, Blue Jackets. And the Devils have, by the way, a 99.7% chance to make the playoffs. 99.7. If they don't make it, it will be one of the most catastrophic endings to a season that we may have ever seen. And the Devils, again, the Devils can get a 4-point swing just out of Saturday. They can go halfway there. They can go win the game in regulation against our absolutely hated rival, the New York Rangers, and go take care of business and just get 4 points out of the way right then and there, without even having to worry about the Blue Jackets or anybody else. A 4-point swing can happen on Saturday. So go out and win that game. That's my advice. Now, let's just talk about a few other caveats within this playoff picture. If the Blue Jackets happen to be in a position where they end up going on a bit of a run themselves, the Devils don't win many games or gain many points, and the Blue Jackets happen to tie the Devils over these last 13 days, the Blue Jackets would not make the playoffs if they have the same amount as the Devils. If they were vying for the third spot, the Blue Jackets would not jump to the third spot. The Devils hold the tiebreaker against Columbus because the Devils went 2-1 against them in the regular season. So that's where we're at as far as the playoff picture. I hope it's clear for you, but if it's not, one more time. Big focus is on Devils, Rangers, Blue Jackets. Devils need 8 points to secure a playoff spot to secure the third Metropolitan Division spot. That can be earned by going out and getting 4 wins, or a combination of 8 points between Devils wins and Rangers or Blue Jackets losses. Wild card, still a possibility. It's a 1% chance that the Devils end up in the lowest and 8th seed in the playoffs. The Senators, Canadiens worth watching. They have a game in hand. Senators have the same amount of points as the Devils. The Canadiens have 81 and have been playing pretty well. Again, 1% chance. We're talking about the Devils sitting in that 8 spot. And they could still miss the playoffs. That's less than 1% chance. So hopefully the Devils can continue on a bit of a run here. A great win against the Rangers would put together a pretty good, impressive 3 games in a row for this team. And we'll just kind of see where this plays out. Luckily, the Devils did a really nice job of setting themselves up in the beginning of the year, getting a lot of wins. And now, with 40 wins, you can make it as much as 46. If you get 44, you're definitely in. I think that's pretty darn good for a team that suffered many injury woes, a trade deadline that was not very exciting. So we'll have to see where we go. But again, the Devils in the driver's seat for that third spot again. It's a 99.7% chance the Devils make the playoffs. And they go in as the third Metropolitan team. And that would set up a nice matchup with the Carolina Hurricanes, who have made the playoffs and are sitting at number two in the division. This is the point now where I usually recap the latest games. I'm not going to do that since we haven't been around for 3 weeks, but what I'm going to do is provide a bit of a snapshot as to where we've gone the last 3 weeks and talk about successes, failures, all that kind of stuff. So looking at where this team has been, the Devils end up losing 4 of 5 between March 15th and March 24th. That was after a pretty nice stretch. I think they had won 3 of 4 before that. But in this stretch that we're talking about where they lose 4 of 5, an absolutely devastating and questionable loss to the Penguins. They beat Columbus, which ends up being the securing of the tiebreaker should the Devils and the Blue Jackets end up with the same amount of points at the end of the season. The Devils also lose to Calgary. They lose to Ottawa. And they lose to the Canucks in a shootout. And if I remember correctly, that was the game where the Devils were leading. Then they blew the lead when they got the extra attacker out. And then they end up losing in a shootout, which was pretty frustrating. Pretty frustrating for me at that point, because it's just another example of the Devils being unable to close games. I feel like I've talked about it a decent amount, especially in the second half of the season, where the Devils have not been able to really close out in the third period. Not the case lately. They've done the job, you know, against the Wild and some other games, but the ability to close in that third period, it's frustrating. Frustrating at times. And I know the statistics say that the Devils, with a certain lead, have won probably more than 95% of their games. I think it's when they're up by two or something like that. But this ability to finish, if you look at the recent schedule last month, maybe go back to the Four Nations, they haven't been able to finish in the third period. And they've put themselves in some really, really bad holes. So after that, losing 4 of 5, in their last four, they've won 3 games. They beat the Blackhawks. They lose in shutout fashion to Winnipeg. But they come back with a home-and-home against the Minnesota Wild, a good team, by the way, and they go out and they sweep the Wild. It was a 5-2 win and then a 3-2 win in a shootout that was absolutely electric. So, you know, you look at this resume, right? You look at this 9-game stretch that we're talking about from where we've been and where this team has been. Penguins shouldn't lose that game, especially not 7-3. The Flames are an okay team. Senators are a playoff team. Canucks are a playoff team. So I look at that stretch and I say it was okay, not great. Then you look at the most recent stretch, the last four we talked about. Beating Chicago, you should do it all the time. 4-0 loss to Winnipeg. It is what it is. I don't like the shutout part of it, but it's the Jets. They're really good. And then I get to the Wild. And as I was watching those two games against Minnesota, I thought to myself that we beat a good Western Conference team. And we may have just found our ultimate match of a team in a season. I mean, the Wild are one of those gritty teams who have, you know, solid skill players, decent amount of experience. You know, it kind of matches the Devils. I feel like they're a really good match, the two teams. And just looking at the standings, the Wild are the second wild card team right now. 89 points. They're 5 points ahead in the race. So I would call the Wild a playoff team. And the Devils just seemed to match up really well against them and play really well against them. So to be able to get two wins there, let's just think about this for a second and look at back at the playoff picture for a second. Because you could have gone into those games and said, I don't know what Devils team we're going to get. They're coming off a loss to the Jets. They've got to go play the same team two games in a row. One away, one at home. Not sure what we're going to expect. They might lose one or both of those games if they're not careful. That puts the Devils at 82 points if they were to lose both. They'd be in a tough spot right now going into this last six-game stretch. But they didn't. They took care of business, and you got to give them credit for that. So now looking at this, the Devils have not played since Monday now, and they don't play until tomorrow. So they're riding on a high. I'm sure they could use this rest, and I know it was probably built into their schedule because they had those two games in Prague to start the season much earlier than everybody else started. It's like the Tokyo series in baseball, but this was the Prague series in hockey where they played the Sabres. This rest probably helps this team. And I'm happy about it because Cody Glass has been hurt, hasn't played. This is a team that's been barreled with injury woes. Not having Hughes, not having Hamilton, Siegenthaler. Markstrom was out for that little bit. I'm sure this is a team that appreciated the rest. And I think it was good for them. And now they get to go into a prime time game in terms of opponent, because it's a matinee game, but it is on national TV. Devils-Rangers, 12:30 tomorrow. With so much on the line. I just mentioned earlier how big this game is and put it into perspective for you. How big of a swing this can be if the Devils can go and beat the Rangers in regulation. Imagine what kind of swing that would be. To be able to look back at this and say that the Wild series, we'll call it, two-game series, home and home, they go take care of business there. And now they go play the Rangers after coming off a nice little break where they practiced even a little bit. Rest seems to be coming at a good time. And hopefully the Devils' minds are right going into this game against the Rangers. They've only got one back-to-back left. We'll talk about that in a little bit. The rest of the schedule isn't that hard. But the focus right now is on tomorrow's game against the Rangers. It's a big game. The Rangers have a lot to play for. The Devils want to solidify their spot as quickly as possible. There's going to be a lot riding on tomorrow's game at the Rock. So diving into some observations now based on the recent play and some of the recent roster moves and things like that. There really haven't been many roster moves. Seamus Casey is now up here with the Devils once again. And Sheldon Keefe explained on Wednesday after practice that Seamus Casey's pretty much here as an extra body on defense. On Wednesday's practice, Luke did not practice and Brett Pesce did not practice for maintenance days. Keith explained that those guys have been playing so many minutes up on that top line that they just need some days to rest, and they want to get them right for the stretch run here. So Seamus Casey is up on the roster. The roster's a little bit expanded now. Yeah, he can bring those guys up for that reason. Yeah, Keith also mentioned that Seamus Casey could get it in the game here at some point. I'm sure we're not going to see Seamus until it's a situation where the Devils have already clinched a playoff spot, and then they'll get him a few games in there. But I wouldn't expect to see Seamus Casey this weekend or in more recent games here in this last stretch. He also mentioned Cody Glass as well during the presser with the media. Cody Glass, there's going to need to be a decision made on him as far as, you know, his availability. And he said that if Glass can't go this weekend, then he's probably going to be available a game after that or two. So if it's not tomorrow against the Rangers, we probably will see Cody Glass back sometime next week. That puts us in Bruins Penguins territory Tuesday or Friday of next week. But he did say he was looking good skating out there, so that's a positive. Because Cody Glass has done really well. Mind you, Dawson Mercer has taken advantage of Glass's injury, I think, a little bit, and has found a nice group of line mates. He's been playing pretty well lately. So we'll have to see what happens with Cody Glass. Obviously, he's been a really good story coming over here after the trade deadline and making the impact he's had. Some other players I want to dive in on. Let's start with Jacob Markstrom, because the last time I was on here, I mentioned the fact that Markstrom doesn't look comfortable. He's not catching pucks. There's pucks sneaking through his pads. And, you know, while he's making saves, he's not, hasn't really handled rebound control well. And to me, he just looked a little out of sorts. Well, I can say now, after this most recent stretch, that I think Jacob Markstrom is feeling a bit more comfortable out there. So let's take a look at some of the stats. So if you look at Markstrom's last five games, he lost against Calgary. 4 goals against in that game on 27 shots, so he made 23 saves there. In the Vancouver game, Markstrom ends up getting the loss in the shootout, but he saved 25 of 28. Then you go to the game in Chicago. This is where his stretch of wins starts. Didn't face as many shots in some of these games. 24 saves on 27 shots in that Chicago game. But then only allowing 2 goals in his most recent games and saving more than 90% of the shots. So, 2 games against Minnesota, he played really well and looked much more comfortable. 22 saves on 24 shots in the away game. 28 saves on 30 shots in the home win on Monday. So just watching Jacob Markstrom, he looks much more comfortable in there. Catching pucks, handling them better. We're not getting the, what you would term, garbage goals. Some that we've seen from him. So hopefully, now that he's got 3 wins under his belt in his last 3 starts, hopefully you're looking at a guy that's starting to come back to form. And you're going to need him. You're going to need him down this stretch to play absolutely well. One, so the coaching staff can have confidence in him, because they know they have Jake Allen riding his coattails, wanting to try and get some more games in here. But also, I mean, this is the guy that you brought in to make an impact, to be that top goaltender for you, to be able to win games now and win games in the playoffs. So hopefully for Markstrom, this is the beginning of a nice stretch to end here. I'm sure if the Devils clinch the playoffs sooner rather than later, that Jake Allen might get some more reps. That way he's ready. But this is Markstrom's net now, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's Markstrom and net tomorrow. As we mentioned, Luke Hughes is getting maintenance days from practice. It's not an injury, just maintenance, which is good to know. For such a young kid who is stepping into basically the top defenseman role. I mean, he is the top guy on that blue line. It's amazing to watch the progression so quickly, and sometimes you got to be able to adjust in this league and adjust very quickly at that. So, looking at Luke's last few games, I mean, he's been on fire. Really on fire. He has 8 points in the last five games. That includes a goal and seven assists. He was plus two in the last game against Minnesota with a goal and an assist. Took 27 shifts. He had three assists against Chicago. Two assists in the game against Ottawa back on March 22nd. And you take a look at this log as far as the month of March was concerned. I mean, he was playing some excellent, excellent games. Two assist game at Dallas. Goal and assist against Columbus. Two assists at Pittsburgh. And I mentioned Ottawa, Chicago, and Minnesota, how he's done recently. Really fitting the role well. And I've gotten critical of Luke Hughes at times. But this is the progression you want to see. And you need it. You need it. Because you have a mostly veteran D-core right now. It'd be more if you had Siegenthaler and Hamilton. But you need that difference maker on defense. Dougie Hamilton's offense needed to be replaced, and Luke Hughes is providing that. And just to show you how important he is, if you take a look at time on ice, how long Luke has been out there, just in the last few weeks. Go back to the Chicago game where he had three assists. He was only on the ice for 18:24. In the win at Minnesota, had an assist. It was on the power play, so that's nice to see. He was only on the ice for 19:55. In the last game on Monday, Luke Hughes with a goal and an assist. He ended up plus two. Those 27 shifts, he had 29 minutes and 11 seconds on the ice. 29:11. Probably the most in his career. It's actually not. He had 29:45 of ice time back in February against Pittsburgh. But those are certainly outliers. There's no other games that are close this year as I cycle through them. 29:11. It's his second highest ice time this year. He's so important. He's so important. If he doesn't play well, this team's probably not winning. Unless they go out and score a bunch of goals and he's just not involved. This is going to be the big step up for Luke Hughes. And this is going to shape the future of the defense. You've got Dougie long term. He's here. But Luke becomes a top-line defenseman for a really, really long time, you're hoping. Really long time. Because he's getting this experience now. He's playing so well on the offensive end. He's gotten better defensively. I think Brett Pesce is rubbing off on him very positively. Sheldon Keefe even said in Wednesday's meetup with the media that he likes the mix of younger and veteran, left and right, experience, not as much experience. He thinks it's a great thing for him. So Luke Hughes, so important to this team to try and get this playoff spot and then try and have some success in the playoffs with what they've got. So I'm going back to front here, if you didn't realize. So now we'll head to a few forwards I want to talk about. How about Mr. March, Timo Meier? Boy, oh boy, does he love the month of March. And when, some of the analysts have been talking about it, how much he loves March. This year it wasn't his best month, but it was pretty darn close. Looking at Timo Meier's stats this year, he's played in every game in March. By the way, the Devils have played 16 games in 31 days in March. It's one of the most grueling, if not the most grueling, month of the year. Timo Meier in March this year, 7 goals, 2 assists, 9 points. That's his highest goal month. Not his highest point month. You'd have to go back to October for that. 5 goals, 7 assists, total of 12 points. Timo's also got 3 power play goals in March. That's also a high for the year, if you go month by month. 2 game-winning goals as well in this month, also tops. So, Timo loves March. I hope that carries into April. I really do. Because with the way Jesper Bratt's playing, the impact Cody Glass has had in earning points, Dawson Mercer getting going, Nico hat trick the other day. I mean, this is the exact supporting cast you wanted around Jack Hughes. So Timo Meier is another important player. Extremely important. He can score. He can absolutely score. And he's got to show it. And he's been showing it. It was a great month for him. He's actually been pretty consistent month to month as far as points go. Goal scoring, not so much. But to come out of March with 7 goals in 16 games, that's got to feel really good. Really good for him. Hopefully he's got a lot of confidence. And I want to talk about the Devils' most important player, Jesper Bratt. I think it's only fitting that we dedicate today's power play to Jesper Bratt because he's been sensational. That shootout goal the other night was absolutely disgusting. And by disgusting, I mean disgustingly good. The handle and the backhand, tremendous. Tremendous. So we are going to dedicate the power play to him, and I'm going to take those 2 minutes at the end of the show, and we will spotlight him because he deserves it. He's absolutely brought every ounce in him to cover the loss of Jack Hughes. And he's has career highs now. We're going to dive into all that in the power play because he is the Devils' power play right now. We are moving on now to the rest of the regular season schedule. And it's very advantageous for the Devils because you, the fans, will get to go out to the Rock. For the last 6 games, you're going to the Rock 5 times. You're going to cheer this team on. You're going to pack the building. And you're going to get this team to the playoffs and assure that playoff games are coming back to the Prudential Center. That's my challenge to you, because I can't come out to a game, unfortunately, in the last 6. But, if I could swing it, I absolutely would go. And the game I would go to is tomorrow against the Rangers. But unfortunately, life has its plans. So, looking at this last 6-game stretch, 5 of 6 at home. Gotta love that. If we take a look at how the Devils have done at home this year, just to talk about how important it is, they really haven't taken advantage of it. They're actually NHL 500. 18 wins, 13 regulation losses, 5 overtime or shootout losses. They're better on the road, which I guess sounds good if we got to not have home field advantage or home ice advantage, I should say, against Carolina. But anyway, I just personally think you being in front of your fans is going to be important. So, looking at the rest of the schedule, Rangers tomorrow. I've already mentioned how big of a game it is. The Rangers are fighting for their life. The Devils want to solidify their spot. A regulation win for either team is quite the swing, as they're both battling for this third Metropolitan spot and just a spot to get into the playoffs. The Rangers, and just so we understand the urgency, the Rangers have 79 points. They're the first team out of the playoffs, 2 games back behind Montreal. They have a game in hand on the Devils, as I mentioned earlier. So that game's huge. That game is monstrous. Then, the Devils' next 3 games are at home. Tuesday against the Boston Bruins. The Bruins have fallen off. Fallen off actually so far that they are the worst team by points in the Eastern Conference. They're actually not mathematically eliminated yet, if you can believe it. If you can actually believe it, none of these teams are mathematically eliminated. There's already 5 that are in the West, because the West is just so darn good. Nobody is mathematically eliminated from the East yet. That's so interesting. That's amazing. But yeah, Boston's got 69 points. And they, I can't say mathematically out of it, but they're pretty much out of it. So hopefully the Devils can get a win there. Then it's Friday against the Penguins team that absolutely embarrassed you last time in their place. Can't say the Devils will definitely win that one because of that last game and what happened there. And I'm never going to count out Sidney Crosby because he's Sidney Crosby, unfortunately. But important game there. I hope the Devils come with like a chip on their shoulder in that game. I know at this point it's just really about earning the points, getting yourself in the playoffs, whatever. It really doesn't matter who you're playing. Except if it's the Rangers. But that Penguins game's got to be circled on your calendar. You got to be like, you know, we let these guys beat us 7-3 last time. We got to show them who's boss. We have to show them why we're going to be in the playoffs and you're not going to be. That's got to be the mindset going into that game next Friday. So that's the week. 3 games. Tomorrow, Tuesday, next Friday. And then we'll talk about the rest of it. It's the Isles next Sunday, who are still in the race for the wild card. Could jump the Devils if something catastrophic happens. And then the Devils will play Boston again next Tuesday. And then it's the second half of a back-to-back after that Bruins game. It's going to be the Red Wings at home 2 Wednesdays from now. So that's your schedule. I'm not going to make predictions as far as the games are concerned. Not going to make a prediction for you. I do think when this is all said and done, the Devils are in that 3 spot. The percentages say so. If it doesn't happen, it's going to be one of the... Again, it's going to be a catastrophe. It's going to be an absolute catastrophe if the Devils have to end up in the 8 spot and go play the Capitals. It'd be terrible. Terrible. If they miss the playoffs, even more catastrophic. Couldn't even put it into words for you. But I'm not going to jinx this team going into a big game tomorrow and this very, very important stretch. Like we mentioned earlier, 4 wins in these last 6 get you in the playoffs, get you the 3rd spot in the Metropolitan, set you up for a date with the Carolina Hurricanes in the first round. Any combination of 8 points gets you in. If the Devils win 2 games and the Rangers lose 2 games, there's your 8 points. So that is the, in a nutshell, summary of it. And I said it earlier, I'll say it again now. Go take matters into your own hands. Do not let other results come into play. Go win 4 of these last 6. Feel good about yourselves before you prepare for the playoff run. The less you have to worry about other results and other teams, I think the better off this team will be. This needs to be a really good last 6 games. 4 out of 6 would get the job done. And it would make me feel good. I know I feel good right now off the fact that they were able to sweep the Wild in that home-and-home after a pretty treacherous several games before that. I guess 7 games before that wasn't looking great. This team's been on a bit of a roller coaster. I need some stability. And the stability is and needs to be in the form of wins. Go get them. Go get to the playoffs. That's how this needs to work. And that's how us fans will feel good about this team and giving them a shot of going in and potentially winning a first-round series. It is time for the power play, and this one is dedicated to number 63, the 6th-round pick in the 2016 NHL Draft, Jesper Bratt. He's so much better than that 6th-round pick that he was selected at. Let's get 2 minutes on the clock, and we are starting the power play now. Let's take a look at Jesper Bratt's stats through his career. His first season, he had 35 points in 74 games. Then he's been in the 30s, 51 games played, 60 games played, 46 games played. Then he's been playing more games, and he has been tremendous. In 21-22, 73 points in 76 games. Played a full season in 22-23, 73 points, 82 games. Last year, he sets a career high in assists with 56 of them. 83 points, also a career high in a full season of games. But let's take those records and let's set them once again at a new bar. 66 assists for Jesper Bratt this year. 86 total points. He's got 20 goals, and that is just in 76 games played. So with 6 games left to play, We could talk about Jesper Bratt being in the 90s in points. He's also got 4 power play goals on the year. He's got 34 total power play points out of the 86 that he's accumulated this season. That is also a career high. He's going to be so important on this power play unit and just an important player for the Devils. I said it, and I'll say it again and reinforce the fact that I said that one player has to take charge on this team. Somebody's got to be the star and replace Jack Hughes' production. It's Jesper Bratt who is doing just that. He's doing tremendous. He's been great shorthanded this year, has a goal, has 3 total shorthanded points as well. Jesper Bratt, the key. Jesper Bratt, the focal point. Jesper Bratt, the star to watch as the Devils hunt for the playoff spot. That is going to do it for today's Code Red Devils podcast. Appreciate you tuning in as always. A reminder that you can follow us on social media. We are on Facebook. We are on X. We are on Instagram at Code Red Devils. Facebook, X, and Instagram at Code Red Devils. Give us a follow. Hit us up. Let us know what you want to hear, your thoughts. We appreciate any and all feedback. Also, there is an email. You can reach out to me. CodeRedDevils@gmail.com. That's CodeRedDevils@gmail.com. We'll be back next week. We'll break down this last week of games. Hopefully, we are talking about the Devils being oh so close or have locked in a playoff spot at that point. If we're not talking about them having clinched a playoff spot, it's going to be a bit dicey, and you'll want to strap in and be ready for that next episode. Until next time, this is Cody Decker, skating off.